following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, very good morning to you. We welcome you to the Watertown Civic Arena, where this morning and afternoon we bring you coverage of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. On KPLO, we bring you the matchup for seventh place today. As we feature the matchup between the Wall Lady Eagles and the White River Lady Tigers. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Timba Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Our coverage of regional high school basketball is also brought to you tonight by Pottsville State Farm, by the folks at the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, Plyright Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament is also being brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, the Wigwam, Cherry Town Electric, Krugman Law Office, the Roundup Bar and Grill, and Horizon Healthcare. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this morning and afternoon for our coverage of the final day of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. We will bring you the early game, the battle for seventh place, and it will match up two teams that know each other very well from Region 7B. The Wall Lady Eagles, 21-4 on the season, taking on the White River Lady Tigers. They set at 18-4 on the year as well. They played back in February. It was a mid-February matchup. White River won the game. 56-47 was the score in that contest. Wall, their path here through the state tournament, a loss to Faith, 54-34 in that opening round game. That was the last game on Thursday night. They come back and play in the afternoon. A very difficult thing to do. They take on an Aberdeen Christian ball club, dug themselves a hole early, but were able to come back and make it interesting at the end. But Aberdeen Christian did prevail in that contest by a final of 60-56. White River, well, they led for 3.5 quarters on Thursday as they were in control of the ball game. But a late run by Corsica Stickney allowed the Jaguars to outlast White River 49-43 in that opening round game. And White River came in on Friday, taking on an Aberdeen Roncalli ball club that was the number one seed. They were upset by Viberg Hurley in the first round on Thursday. They come in yesterday, and they set the tone defensively, shutting White River's offense down in the first half. And Aberdeen Roncalli cruised to a 59-44 victory yesterday afternoon. So Wall and White River will play here for seventh place in the State B tournament. Of course, the final day of the girls' basketball season. And there's three tournaments going on. The A tournament going on in Brookings. The AA tournament going on out in Rapid City. And we'll recap what happened yesterday. We'll set the stage for what is going on today. And we'll have much, much more as our pregame continues. We have a conversation with both head coaches as well. We'll talk to John Hess of the Lady Eagles of Wall. We'll talk to Jared Bowman of the White River Lady Tigers as our pregame moves as well. And, of course, as we get ready for this ball game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you that snow means slow. Our pregame show is brought to you by the folks at Pottsville State Farm Insurance. Let's take a three-minute break and return. You're listening to live coverage of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Pottsville State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Pottsville State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
At Titan Machinery, they understand the importance of financial assistance in the agricultural industry. That's why they offer Productivity Plus, an exclusive line of credit designed for one purpose, to help Case IH farmers like you maximize purchasing power and productivity. With flexible financing options and smart account management tools, you spend less time organizing finances and more time improving your yield. Don't have an account? Apply for Productivity Plus at Titan Machinery today. It's the one account for all your genuine Case IH parts and service needs. Terms and conditions apply.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot, and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Here in Watertown as we get ready for the seventh place game of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. It will feature the White River Lady Tigers taking on the Wall Lady Eagles. The fifth place game, the Consolation Championship Contest, will immediately follow, and it will be have an Aberdeen Flair, Aberdeen Roncalli, taking on Aberdeen Christian. Last night's games, two wild ones here at the Watertown Civic Arena. Viberg Hurley, the number 8 seed, and the Cinderella story in the State B tournament, they move their way to the championship game. They knock off Corsica Stickney 43-38 in double overtime. DeSmet outlast Faith 52-50. So tonight, the third place game, Corsica Stickney versus Faith, and Viberg Hurley taking on DeSmet. That will be the State B championship game here in Watertown this evening. In the A tournament this afternoon, the seventh place game, Sioux Falls Christian taking on Lakota Tech. Sioux Falls Christian lost to Dakota Valley 47-42. Dakota Valley winning that ball game. Red Cloud knocked off Lakota Tech 64-44. Red Cloud will take on Dakota Valley for the Consolation Championship later on this afternoon at Frost Arena. In the championship side of the bracket, it was number 5 seed St. Thomas More knocking off Wagner, the number 1 overall seed going into the A tournament. 48-35, the final score in that ball game. Hamlin knocks off West Central 52-38. So the third place game will be Wagner and West Central this evening. Hamlin versus St. Thomas More for the State A championship. In the AA tournament yesterday afternoon, it was Sioux Falls Washington defeating Rapid City Central, 46-33. Sioux Falls Lincoln lost to Harrisburg. Harrisburg victorious, 55-49. In the championship side of the bracket, it was Rapid City Stevens knocking off Sioux Falls Jefferson, the 8 seed, 54-43. The final in that ball game. Sioux Falls O'Gorman outlast Brandon Valley, 50-37. So this afternoon at the A tournament, a 1 o'clock Central time, noon Mountain time kickoff at the Monument. It will be Sioux Falls Lincoln taking on Rapid City Central. It will be Sioux Falls, Washington, and Harrisburg for the consolation championship game. And in the third place game, it will be Brandon Valley taking on Sioux Falls Jefferson. The championship game will feature Rapid City Stevens and Sioux Falls O'Gorman. They will play for the state AA championship. We had the opportunity earlier to talk to both head coaches. It is our Keys to Success segments brought to you by the folks at May Adam. And up first, we'll talk to John Hess of the Lady Eagles of Wall.
Our Keys to Success is underway. It's brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We're joined by John Hess of the Lady Eagles of Wall. And Coach, lost Aberdeen Christian. One of the hardest things to do at one of these state tournaments is play the late game like you did and then turn around and come back and play in the afternoon. You dug a hole early you couldn't get out of.
We did, and I think our girls really fought back, you know, especially the three quarters. The second quarter, it kind of came on slow in the second quarter, and then the third and the fourth quarter, you know, we played really good basketball.
And it just basically tells the kids, and you've got a lot of young kids as part of this team, learning that when you get to a state tournament like this, there's really no margin of error. Everybody's good. Everybody can take care of business. And even though you battled, made it interesting in the fourth quarter, you get down, I think it was 10-3 at the end of the first quarter or something like that, 15-5 actually. It's just tough to come back from that.
It is, especially against good teams, you know, and like you said, all eight teams here are good, and seeds mean nothing once you get here, you know. But the way our girls just battled and played with heart the whole game yesterday, you know, and we talked in the locker room after the game about, you know, we started out slow against Faith. We started out slow against Aberdeen Christian, but now we're building on that, and let's see what today brings, and let's put four good quarters together today.
Matchup against White River as you close out your season, and one of the nice things that I like about being in a state tournament is you as a coach can end the season on your terms. You've got seniors that need to be rewarded for being part of your program, but you also have some underclassmen that need to play minutes and get state tournament experience because you can never have enough of that. So how do you balance things this afternoon?
You know, we're going to go into it just like any other game and see what happens. I know we went in the locker room last night after our Aberdeen Christian game, and one of our seniors, I was walking in behind them, and she said, "We are beating White River tomorrow." So they were already focused yesterday after the Aberdeen Christian game on today in White River. The younger kids, we'll try and get them in, and like I told my assistants, you know, we're probably going to have to go deeper in the bench today because we probably won't have legs. So we'll just see how the game unfolds and go from there.
And this is a team in White River that you know well, but they've had their struggles from the field, especially yesterday against Aberdeen Roncalli. Part of that you could give credit to defense, but they did not shoot the ball well.
Yeah, and Roncalli's quick, and they've got size too. And, you know, we talked too about just we're going to come out and play our defense. And, you know, of course, we talked about the Estes girl and how we wanted to defend her and how we wanted to guard her. And, you know, having them in our region, they've got us down, we've got them down. So hopefully it's going to be a battle.
You guys, you have put together a very nice program out at Wall. You want to reward the seniors, obviously, celebrate being part of the of this state tournament experience. But, you know, you do what you do tomorrow, and Monday, the next season starts. Next season starts the next day. It's what it's all about. These girls, the underclassmen, they have to be able to go out, work on their game, get better. Hopefully they learn a lot from this experience.
And hopefully it fuels them to get in the gym more. You know, being here and our seniors have talked to them a lot about all the hard work that they've put in to make this a goal of theirs to get here. And hopefully that fuels those young girls and gets them in the gym more, gets them this summer going to more camps and stuff. So hopefully we get rewarded that way by being here.
You know, it's a funny way things work out. We started our girls basketball coverage on KPLO with you guys taking on Chamberlain. We ended up with you guys taking on White River to close out our girls basketball coverage. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. John Hess of the Wall Lady Eagles. That is our part one of our keys to success. And we'll have more after this on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Part two of our keys to success. We're joined by Jared Bowman of the White River Lady Tigers. And, coach, coming into this ballgame, got down 10-3 in the opening quarter. First jumps out I saw when I saw it front rimmed in the first quarter of the ballgame, I thought it might be a long afternoon. It turned out to be that way for you guys in the first half, shooting just like 13% from the field.
Yeah, you know, I think we were like 3 of 27 or something crazy at the half, and we just could not get shots to go in. Our legs, I think, were just a little gone still, and a lot of shots were coming up short. And we talked about it a little bit at halftime, just getting your feet set and making sure that you're getting the ball up on the back rim. And things got a little better in the second half. You know, I was proud of the girls to make a run there in the second half and at least make a 15-point game instead of a 30-point game.
You know, the one thing that's nice about it, or one thing you want to see coming into a state tournament, is you want to see 32 minutes effort. You've got that. Your girls went out, they dug the hole, they came back, battled in the second half, gave everything they had.
Yeah, there was no quitting them for sure, and you know, that's something as a coach you're proud of, and that's really led by our seniors. You know, they've been all year been competing and giving it everything they have.
You know, and you can say, well, we were tired and we got off to a slow start, we didn't shoot the ball well, but I think in a roundabout way, you got to give credit to Aberdeen Roncalli, a team that came in, we knew coming in, losing as the number one seed, and they had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they got after it, and they did a good job on you defensively.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Roncalli brings a lot to the table. You know, they have five girls that they put out there that can all really play, and they get up and down in transition and do a great job defensively, you know, and got the big girl in the middle, and they cause a lot of problems. So, credit Roncalli for their defensive effort as well.
And you want to be able to at least pick up a victory here at a state tournament. You go up against a Region 7 opponent in Wall, a team that you know well, a team that I think you match up well with.
Yeah, you know, Wall, they're going to compete. You know, they're well coached, and they're going to bring a lot of energy, and we're going to have to match that out of the gate, you know, and do a good job on both the Dinger girls and the Kirstead girl, and hopefully come out of here with a win.
You know, and you match up with these guys size-wise probably better than any of the teams that you've played so far in the state tournament. You know, but the guards are quick, and that's, I think, going to be your test on the defensive side.
Yeah, it will be. You know, we got to get back and guard their guards and stay down and stay out of foul trouble and rebound and take care of the ball, you know, all the things that you need to do to hopefully come out and perform like we can.
Building a nice program in White River, you want to be able to reward your seniors when you play in a state tournament. You get the opportunity to end the season on your terms, so which means you can reward seniors, but yet you want the underclassmen to get some minutes here because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, I think in these consolation games, you know, you're trying to get a mix. You know, I thought yesterday we had some production off of our bench from some young girls and get them that experience, as well as, you know, getting those seniors the minutes that they deserve as well, and hopefully sending them out on a positive with a win.
All right, Coach, best of luck. Thanks for talking to us throughout the state tournament.
Thank you.
Jared Bowman, head coach of the White River Lady Tigers, our keys to success segments brought to you by the folks at May Adam. It's time for starting lineups. From the folks at Avera Orthopedics, the Lady Eagles of Wall, we'll talk about them first, starting at one guard, Nora Dinger. Dinger is a 5'4 sophomore. Nora with 8 and 10 points in her two games of the State A tournament. Ava Dinger is the other guard. She is a 5'8 senior. She scored 8 and 11 points in the two games for the Lady Eagles so far here at the State B. Paige Kirstead, their leading scorer in both the state tournament games, the 5'9 sophomore with 11 points and 16 points in two state tournament games. Also at a forward, we'll see Kiana Porbear, a 5'9 senior, and April Schultz, a 5'10 junior. Dinger and Dinger, the guards, Kirstead and Porbear, the forwards, Schultz at center. For the Wall Lady Eagles, who enter the contest this afternoon with an overall record of 21-4, they lost to Faith in the opening round. That was the late game Thursday night. 54-34 was the final score in that ball game. They lost to Aberdeen Christian yesterday afternoon in their consolation semifinal game from the B tournament. The head coach of the Wall Lady Eagles is John Hess. For the White River Lady Tigers, starting at one guard, Malaya Estes playing her high school season, well, her career, her final high school basketball game of her career is what I'm trying to say. The 5'7 senior probably makes the all-tournament team here. 22 and 25 points in her two games of the state meet. Kelsey Morrison will start at the other guard. She is a 5'7 senior, 5 points in each of her two state tournament games. Rhea Tucker, a 5'9 sophomore at one forward, along with Carly Cameron. Carly, a 5'7 senior, and Tana Bearheels will start at center for the Lady Tigers. She is a 5'10 junior. She scored 8 points in the loss to Corsica Stickney on Thursday, but was held scoreless in the game yesterday. Estes and Morrison, the guards. Tucker and Cameron, the forwards. Bearheels at center for the White River Lady Tigers. The Lady Tigers enter the contest with a record of 18-4. Jared Bowman is the head coach of White River. Stay with us during the post game. We will have the KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game. We will talk about the big play of the game. That is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo as well. Finally, in our pregame, the announcement of our game officials. It comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials for this seventh-place game of the state meet: Scott Sony, Doug Rusick, and DJ Rush. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame, brought to you by the folks at Ponsonby State Farm Insurance, and we will tip off next. Live coverage of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament continues after this on KPLO.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 30,000 high school student athletes in South Dakota have one last request. Please set an example. Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about South Dakota high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank. The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament, White River Tigers, from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. We're powered by Jolly Ranchers, and we are driven by the Office of Highway Safety. We're KPLO 94.5, Reliant Chamberlain 100.5, K26 3AW in Pierford Pier. If you drink, don't drive with John Neff. Our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. They finish up the announcement of the starting lineups down on the court. We'll get this basketball game underway, the final game of the girls' basketball season that we will have our coverage on KPMO. Of course, we'll follow White River and Lower Brule in the State B tournament next week up in Aberdeen. That should be a rocking good time, and we hope you can join us. Of course, we're available with live audio online at our website, drgnews.com. Keep that in mind for our friends out west in the Wall area. We're available at our website, drgnews.com. Our opening tip is brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins, and they always treat you like family. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. Wall in the road blue, White River in the home whites as we get set to go. Paige Kerstad jumping center with Rhea Tucker. And DJ Rush will get this one underway, and the tip is controlled by White River. It is Morrison with it across half court, bare heels on the wing left side, inside to Malaya Estes. Early and often, we will see Malaya offensively. For the Lady Tigers, she scores an early two, and here comes Wall, their first possession. Kiana Poorbear on the wing left side as White River will start out at a man-to-man. Here's Nora Dinger on the left side as she'll work the dribble. The nice rockabye. She goes to the rack, shot partially blocked and short, but the loose ball picked up by Paige Kerstad, who puts it up and in. Kerstad, just a wiry character that's able to get a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks, and she gets one right there. It's 2-2 as White River works with it, nearly turns it over. Malaya Estes goes after a loose basketball, goes down hard, and a little bit shaken up, but White River will keep possession. Morrison trying to feed it inside, and Estes, again, a little dinged up as she went and dove for that loose basketball, wound up landing on one of the steps here at the Watertown Civic Arena. She'll stay in the ball game, but moving gingerly as she works her way to the Wall end and getting set up defensively. Here is Nora Dinger out front once again. Dinger will drive, passes to the wing. This is Kiana Poorbear. They will work high post. April Schultz and around the perimeter. Nora Dinger for three. The shot no good. White River will come away with the rebound. Kelsey Morrison will push the basketball across half court. 90 seconds into the opening quarter. We're tied at two. Here is White River up top. This is a Carly Cameron three. Shot no good. Rebound tipped. Kept alive. And we're going to have a foul called. White River had lost the basketball out of bounds, but we will have a foul called on Kiana Poorbear. She pushed off, and it will be the first personal foul of the ball game. It will be the first on Kiana, the first on Wall, and White River will inbound on the side with 6:24 remaining in the quarter. The inbounds will come to Malaya Estes. She'll work the dribble out front. She works against the sophomore, Paige Kerstad. Now Morrison, high post. into the hands of Bear Heels, back to Estes, around the perimeter, Morrison. Kelsey will drive and fire, puts a shot up that is too strong. The rebound picked up by Kiana Forbear, and Wall will head the other way. 2-2 is our score, 2 minutes into the quarter, and here a drive, good defensive play. Malaya Estes steals the ball away, and as she was headed out of bounds, slowly just tossed it off the leg of Kiana Forbear. It'll be a turnover for Wall. It'll be their first of the ball game, and White River has it. Morrison out front working against Nora Dinger. And Nora dug in with good man-to-man defense. Morrison will cross half court now into the hands of Estes. Malaya will drive back to Morrison. She has it right side and to the top. Estes closed out on quickly. Back out front. Morrison open for three. That shot is no good. Rebound April Schulz. And here comes Wall again across half court looking for their first lead of the ball game. Ava Dinger back out front. April Schulz around the perimeter. Nora Dinger now. She has it on the left wing. Pass inside. It's tipped and stolen away. Again, White River with good defense as they knock the basketball away. The defense is setting the tone here in the early going as we are tied at two. Both teams off to a slow start offensively. Here is Estes on the drive. She'll kick it to the corner. An open look for Carly Cameron. The three is up short. Rebound, White River, put back, there won't go. That comes from Rhea Tucker, and here is Wall, and then a foul called on White River. It will be whistled on Malaya Estes. Estes with her first personal foul, and I believe that will be the media timeout. It comes our way with 4:56 remaining in the opening quarter. We're tied at two. This is the seventh place game of the State B, and we're back in 60 seconds. On KPLO.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Brought to you by Advera, or brought to you by Actegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative. Both teams scored early in this ball game. We remain tied at 2-2 as we work the halfway mark of the quarter. And here's April Schulz dealing from the high post. She'll get the hoop on the harm and a chance at a three-point play. That was a strong move to the basket from the 5'10 junior. The foul, which will be the second team foul whistled on White River. We wait for it to come up on the scoreboard. Schulz will put the free throw up and good. It's the eighth foul whistled on Tana Bearheels. Perhaps a typo there. And it will be the first on Tana. The second team foul for White River. And here are the Tigers. It is Estes on the drive. She'll go to the rim and score the two. And White River answers. 5-4, Wall has the lead. As we work through this opening quarter, both of these teams a little bit leg-weary, as you would expect. Both teams had to expend a lot of energy trying to erase big-time deficits yesterday. And a little leg-weary here. A miss by Wall. That was Nora Dinger going to the rim. Rebound picked up by White River. They'll head the other way. Cameron down low, Bear Heels. Tana will deal. She'll send it back out front. And to the top of the key, Estes down the lane. Nice jump stop, and, well, it was a good move. It was so good she traveled. And it will be the second turnover on the Lady Tigers. The ball will belong to Wall. 5-4, the Lady Eagles have the lead. 3:45 remains in the opening quarter as we stop play for a moment. Trying to get things situated as far as the foul situation is concerned. And trying to get things cleared up at the scoreboard. There should be two team fouls on White River. There is one team foul on Wall. That is corrected. They still have Anna Bearheels with seven fouls, but we'll see if they fix that after the next foul is called. So off we go here. It will be Ava Dinger, Nora Dinger, now with the basketball left side. Nora will try to drive. Baseline is cut off there. They send it up top to Kerstead. She draws double coverage. The kick out, the jumper taken. Ava Dinger with a shot, no good. Rebound out of bounds. And it will belong to White River. Well, we're going to have a foul call, and it's going to be on Ava Dinger, and that will be her first personal foul, and that evens fouls up at two apiece on the team side. And for White River, Lily Krugman checks in, the 5'9 junior. She will check in, and Tana Bearheels will check out. 5-4 is our score. Wall has the lead. 3:20 remains in the opening quarter. The battle for seventh place of this year's State B Girls Basketball Tournament. Morrison out front. Cameron back to Morrison. Now lob inside. And this is Rhea Tucker. The shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Wall. And they've done a good job on the defensive end as Ava Dinger crosses the half-court stripe to Nora Dinger at the point. Nora's been trying to get inside, and she makes a quick move here, gets into the rim, gets bottled up defensively. And we are going to have a foul called on White River. Rhea Tucker with the personal. That will be her first. And for White River, team foul number three. Kenna Poorbear will trigger for the Lady Eagles as it comes to Ava Dinger. Ava will drive and fire. Shot is short. Rebound Malaya Estes. White River will try to run as Estes brings it up the left sideline. Estes will stop and pop the 15-footer. No good. And the rebound to White River. The extra possession from Rhea Tucker, and back out front it comes. Cameron now. Bounce pass Morrison. Left side of the key to Tucker. Rhea tries to operate, but good man-to-man defense there. Good position on the part of the Lady Eagles. To Morrison. Now Estes and back out front. Estes will work the dribble to the top of the key. 13 on the shot clock. Here is Tucker. They'll post up Estes again. She'll deal. The shot is up good. Malaya Estes with a half dozen points. Her third lead change. And White River back out in front. 6-5. 2 minutes remain in this opening quarter. Here's April Schultz. Out front, Nora Dinger once again. It's Nora. The sophomore will try to operate. Pass to Kerstead. It's tipped. It's stolen away. The third turnover on Wall. And here is White River. Tucker trying to drive, and she loses the basketball on a bound. Both teams with three turnovers in the contest, as we will see substitutions. Riley Lunderman checking into the ballgame, a 5'6 sophomore. She will check in. Rhea Tucker checks out. White River with a 6-5 advantage. A minute 45 remains in the opening quarter. And Ava Dinger with the dribble, bringing it across the half-court stripe. Nice screen and roll down low with Poorbear. Kiana with the shot that is no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touched by White River. And Wall will inbound. But first substitutions. Alexis Stefan, a 5'8 senior, a sophomore, checks into the ballgame for the Lady Eagles. Kiana Poorbear again will trigger the inbound as it comes to Stefan. And Alexis will work the dribble out front. And a reach and a foul. Riley Lunderman with her first personal foul. For White River, team foul number four. Shot clock reset. 90 seconds remain in the opening quarter. As Wall will again look to inbound. They dump it down low. This is Kerstead, the quick turnaround, and the shot is up good. Paige Kerstead with 4 points in the ballgame. Another lead change. And it is 7-6 now. The lead to the Lady Eagles. This is Estes inside Lily Krogman. She loses the basketball. It's Kiana Poorbear with the steal. She'll go to the rim and score the two. 9-6 now. Wall with a 3-point advantage. Working to a minute remaining. We're inside of a minute remaining in the opening quarter. Estes on the move out front. The crossover. Bounce pass to the corner. Krogman. Lily will dribble back up top. Leaves it at the top of the key. This is Lunderman. Three taken. It's up, no good. Rebound loose. Kerstead has it. And here come the Lady Eagles trying to add to a 3-point advantage.
Up the floor, Alexis Stefan. She works the crossover. Ball knocked free, and another foul is going to be called on White River, and the foul's starting to add up here in the second quarter. And Riley Lunderman with her second personal foul. And White River back to their bench. The starters back in. Carly Cameron, Rhea Tucker back into the contest. Kelsey Morrison, Riley Lunderman will both check out. White River trailing by three, Wall inbounding it, and a bad inbound pass off the foot of Nora Dinger and out of bounds. That will be their fourth turnover. And Wall, or White River has the basketball once again. Shot clock is off as Malaya Estes brings the basketball across half court. It's a 9-6 score. Estes will work out front. Malaya working against Paige Kerstad. The screen out front. Estes will get by the defense. Drive and kick. It comes to Krogman. The 15-foot jumper is good. Lily Krogman will score the basket to make it 9-8. Final seconds with three, with two, and Wall will not get a shot off, and that is how we end the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. A lot on sale, Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. It is a 9-8 lead for Wall. And we will take a 60-second break from Watertown on KPLO.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends with breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Horizon Healthcare sees everyone, from tots to teeners to seniors. We're committed to wellness where you live, with local medical and behavioral health services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Fort Thompson, Wessington Springs, Plankinton, and Woonsocket.
Wall will start out with the basketball here in quarter number two. They have a 9-8 advantage. Here is Ava Dinger. Left side of the key, Kiana Poorbear working against a White River man-to-man that has forced four turnovers so far. Here is Ava Dinger with the drive. Shot no good. Paige Kerstad with another offensive rebound. She'll put it up and in. Paige Kerstad now with 6 points, and it is 11-8 early in the second quarter. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Malaya Estes receives the pass on the block. She works inside. She's going to be called for a travel, and that will be turnover number five for White River. Wall's done a good job defensively as well. In fact, we could call this a defensive battle so far. It's 11-8, Wall leading. As they work the ball inside, again, it's Kerstad on the block, and the turnaround is up good. Paige Kerstad, a player making plays in this one, as she scores the basket to make it 13-8. Biggest lead of the ball game for Wall at this point, as White River will work. Here's Malaya Estes from 15. Shot is no good. Closed out on quickly, and a foul called. Wall will be whistled for their third team foul, and it looks like it's going to go on Ava Dinger, or pardon me, Nora, with her first personal foul. Again, the third team foul for the Lady Eagles. Malaya Estes with 6 of the 8 points scored by White River will get free throws, and the first one is up good. 13-9 is our score. Second free throw up, and no good. Wall will give the rebound. Kiana Poorbear will push the dribble across half court. Nora Dinger, right side. She'll drive and kick. April Schultz at the top and around the perimeter and into the hands of Ava Dinger. Lob inside. Schultz. Back out Dinger. Nora will drive and fire. Shot is good.
Nora Dinger with her first basket of the ball game. 15-9, Wall has the advantage. 90 seconds into quarter number two, and Wall making shots here as of late in the first quarter. Now another turnover. Ava Dinger with the breakaway, and her layup is good. And a timeout taken by White River. The Tigers struggling here offensively in the second quarter, and they trail by eight. It's 17-9, the Lady Eagles. Let's take a 60-second break and return. This is coverage of the State B on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Well, a 10-1 scoring run of late has given Wall a 17-9 lead as we work to the 6-minute mark of the quarter. White River out of the timeout. A Lily Krogman three that's up no good. Rhea Tucker will chase down the offensive rebound. And White River with another offensive opportunity. It has been a while since the Lady Tigers have scored a field goal. Here is Kelsey Morrison for three. That shot is no good. Rebound, Ava Dinger. Wall will lead the break. Dinger is on the move. To the top of the key, left side now. It's Kirsten, Nora Dinger. Down low, nice pass. And a shot up and good by Ava Dinger. And right now, Wall, the more active ball club, and they have a 10-point lead at 19-9. 5:20 remains in the first half. Morrison out front. Now Carly Cameron on the left side of the key. Now Morrison down low. Rhea Tucker, point blank range. Shot is up good. Rhea Tucker with her first field goal. She was left wide open there. And she puts it up and in. That makes it 19-11. And the deficit is at 8 for White River. And here is Wall on the move. April Schultz from the elbow. Jumper up good. And right now Wall, they've got the shots to fall, but that one with a shooter's roll is April Schultz scores her second field goal. It's 21-11. Wall with a 10-point lead once again. Kelsey Morrison, right side of the key for White River. She will go up top. Carly Cameron, the three taken there. It's up no good. Rhea Tucker down low with the offensive rebound and double coverage. Shovel pass to Morrison, who came and got the basketball. Down low, Tucker shot it blocked. April Schultz makes the defensive play, and here comes Wall, leading 21-11, working to the halfway mark of the quarter. It is Nora Dinger, down low, Kiana Poorbear, the kick out, and the three, good. Ava Dinger from downtown, she has 7 points, and it is 24-11. And here is White River with it, Morrison. Now Cameron back to Morrison as they play catch on the perimeter. Good job of guarding, keeping the ball away from Malaya Estes at this point. Round the perimeter again, it is Krogman. Back out front and around, shot clock at 10. Open look, Carly Cameron, a three is up good, and boy, did White River need that. Carly Cameron with the first three of the ball game for White River. 24-14, 3:20 remains in the half. Lob inside, ball tipped. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on White River. They tried to get it inside to Kirsted. Valaya Estes tried to come over from the top and defend. I think they're going to call the foul on Kelsey Morrison, though, and the media timeout is upon us. 24-14, Wall has the lead with 3:17 remaining in the first half. The foul is on Kelsey Morrison, and for White River, their sixth team foul of the first half. Let's take a 60-second break and return. This is coverage of the State B on KPLO.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra's. Wall comes out of the timeout. They send an inbounds play to Ava Dinger. Dinger will get to the center of the floor and get into the lane and score the basket to make it 26-14. And the shooting woes that Wall had to start the ball game yesterday are long forgotten, shooting the ball very well here in this first half. And White River not shooting the ball bad either, but really have not had the offensive opportunities. Here is a Lily Krogman three that is no good. Rebound White River. Elena Brave into the contest. She gets the offensive rebound. They called the tie-up. And the possession arrow points towards White River. Also in the ballgame, Camaria Krogman. She's in the contest as well. Here is Estes on the move to the rim. Shot is good. Malaya Estes with 9 points in the ballgame. The first time she has really got an offensive opportunity here in this second quarter. 26-16, 2.5 minutes remain in the quarter. Down low, Kerstad. The turnaround is short. Rebound is loose. It's out of bounds. It will remain with Wall. At the far end here of our vantage point at the Watertown Civic Arena. Dinger will put it in play. Bounce pass inside, tipped. Melita Brave makes the defensive play. It's Estes with the steal. Long pass to Maria Krogman, and then the ball knocked away, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will remain with White River. The Lady Tigers will inbound baseline left. Trailing 26-16 with 2:22 remaining in the first half. Estes out front, Krogman. Maria with the handle. Now Lily Krogman. Melina Brave will try to attack. She goes strong to the rim and scores the two. The freshman with the basket to make it 26-18. And now Brave was a little bit injured. I think that's why they stopped the play. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she's tweaked a little bit. The official stopped play. And checking back into the ballgame, Kelsey Morrison. So Wall has it now. Nora Dinger with it. Down low, Kerstad. Back out to Dinger. Nora will drive. Nowhere to go. Good defense from Melina Brave. They go give and go, and Dinger goes to the rim. Shot no good. Brave will get the rebound. And here comes White River trying to chip away at an 8-point deficit. Estes out front. Estes with the drive. Estes to the rim. Shot no good. She'll get her own rebound. Send it back out. It's Kelsey Morrison on the move. She'll go to the rim and score the two. Kelsey Morrison attacks the basket and a timeout taken by Wall. White River has got it down to a 6-point deficit with 90 seconds remaining in the first half. 26-20. Wall has the lead. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
their first time out of the ball game. Here is Nora Dinger with it. Nora drives and gets into the lane and puts up the layup attempt. The shot is short. And as they battle for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. The ball will belong to White River. Lady Tigers trailing by 6 at 26-20. As the Lady Tigers bring the basketball across half court. Morrison to Brave. Now Camaria Krogman down low. Estes, the kick out. Morrison, the open look. Three ball is no good. The rebound loose and a foul. It's going to be called on Malaya Estes, I believe. Malaya picks up her second personal foul. The seventh team foul. Wall will be in the bonus the rest of the way with 1:01 remaining in the half. And we will see free throws attempts, the 1-1 for Paige Kerstedt. The 5'9 sophomore has scored 8 points. And the first is good. 27-20, that free throw by Wall slows down a White River scoring run. Both teams have had them here in this opening half. Second free throw from Kerstedt is up. That is good as well. It's back to an 8-point game. Final minute of the first half. Estes across the time stripe. Morrison on the wing right side. Way out high. Malena Brave back to Morrison now. This is just good defense on the part of Wall. They are keeping the ball away from Estes and really not really giving Wall much or White River much more than a 3-point attempt. They get one from Lily Krogman there. The shot is no good. They battle for the rebound. And on the rebound, a tie-up. Camaria Krogman got tied up with a Wall defender or with a Wall player. And the jump ball will give the basketball to the Lady Eagles. Malaya Estes will check out of the ball game. Checking in will be Rhea Tucker, making sure that Malaya does not pick up her third foul here in this first half. Wall with a 28-20 lead. We'll see if they try to hold for the final shot of the quarter. There's about a second differential shot clock to game clock. Here is Schultz up top. Kiana Poorbear on the move to the right wing. Poorbear with the bounce pass up top. Schultz once again to Dinger. This is Nora as she tries to operate. Lob inside. Nice pass. Schultz can't finish. The rebound pulled down by White River. And here is Rhea Tucker. Up the floor, Malena Brave. Brave to the rim. Shot is good. Malena Brave with her second basket of the second quarter. And that is how we will close out the first half. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. A lot at the lot on Sail Barn Road in Fort Pier. I can help with all of your seed needs as well. Check out the latest at Darren Boyle Sales. .com, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page as well. And our halftime report brought to you by the folks at My Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes from the State B on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the South Dakota High School Activities Association.
Thank you.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Horizon Healthcare is committed to wellness where you live. We see everyone in all ages and stages of life with local dental services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient dental care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Wessington Springs and Plankinton.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
State B girls basketball tournament, 28-22. The Wall Lady Eagles have the lead over White River. They had a 1-point lead at the end of the opening quarter, 9-8, but were able to extend that lead to as many as 11. White River was able to close the gap just a little bit as we get to intermission. One other game going on in state tournament play across South Dakota. That is the 7th place game of the A tournament going on at Frost Arena in Brookings, and it is Lakota Tech leading Sioux Falls Christian. That is 26-22, and that is the score as they work their way to the halftime break. Let's look at individual scoring here. Let's look at Wall first as they lead 28-22. The Lady Eagles led by Paige Kerstad, the 5'9 sophomore, with 10 points, 9 for Ava Dinger, 5 points for April Schultz, 2 for Nora Dinger, and 2 points for Kiana Forbear, as all 5 starters have scored for the Lady Eagles. Wall goes to the free throw line 3 times in the first half, and they were 3 of 3 from the free throw line. And by my official unofficial stats, the Lady Eagles with 4 first half turnovers. For White River, the Lady Tigers led by Malaya Estes, who has 9 points. Carly Cameron with 3. Melena Brave off the bench with 4 points. She provided a spark offensively for White River in the final minutes of the second quarter. 3 points for Carly Cameron, 2 for Kelsey Morrison, 2 for Rhea Tucker so far in the ballgame, and 22 points scored for White River at the halftime break. Lady Tigers go to the free throw line twice in the first half, and they were 1 of 2 from the free throw line. A ball game where both teams admittedly got off to a slow start offensively, as Wall and White River were tied at 2 for a long time until we got into the bottom couple minutes of the opening quarter, where the offenses opened up a little bit. Wall did have the lead 9-8 at the end of the opening quarter. They got the lead late in that second quarter. That was the last of 4 lead changes that we have had in the first half. Wall again was able to outscore White River by a 19-14 count in the second quarter. In fact, had an 11-point lead at one point in the second period before White River went on a little bit of a scoring run. Them 2 baskets by Melena Brave late in the second quarter were very big for the Lady Tigers, if they have cut it to a 6-point deficit. 28-22 is our halftime score. We'll be back with third quarter action, and White River getting the ball to start the second half. That comes your way after a 3-minute break on KPLO.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go Tigers! Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Horizon Healthcare is committed to wellness where you live. We see everyone in all ages and stages of life with local dental services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient dental care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Wessington Springs and Plankinton.
Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26, 3AW in Tier 4. Pier, you lose. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Our second half brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar on good quality trade-ins. They will treat you like family. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. Lady Tigers with the basketball first. Morrison. Now Malaya Estes back out front. Carly Cameron, Rhea Tucker, and also Tana Bearheels. The starting five out there for the Lady Tigers. Carly Cameron open left wing. Three ball is money. Carly Cameron with her second three of the ball game, and White River has got it down to a one-possession deficit, 28-25. Wall has the basketball for the first time. Ava, Nora Dinger, Paige Kerstad, April Schultz, Kiana Poorbear, a steal here. Tana Bearheels with the drive. Shot is no good, though. The rebound controlled by the Lady Eagles. They dodge a bullet. White River misses out on an opportunity. Depends on your view as we work through this third quarter. Dinger, pass inside, ball tip. Kept alive but out of bounds. It'll be another turnover for the Lady Eagles. Their second in as many possessions in this third quarter. And White River will have the basketball once again. They trail 28-25. 7:04 remains in the third quarter. Kelsey Morrison with the dribble out across half court. Gets away from the defender. Drives and kicks. It's Bearheels to Cameron. Fakes the three. Instead will drive. Shot taken. It's up off the front or back iron. And rolls through and is good. Carly Cameron
with 5 points here in the third quarter. It's 8 for the ball game for the 5'7 senior. It's 28-27. Inside, it's Kerstad. Shot no good. Rebound, Ava Dinger. Ava will get into the lane. Now Nora with an opportunity. She'll drive and fire. Shot is blocked and a foul is called. Free throws upcoming here for the Lady Eagles as the personal will be whistled on Tana Bearheels. And Tana with her second personal foul and for White River, their second turnover or team foul, their first team foul, pardon me, of the second half. And Nora Dinger at the line to shoot two. The first of two free throws is up and it is no good. 28-27 Wall. They got the lead 9-8 late in the opening quarter, led throughout the second quarter. Free throw will rim in and out, no good, but there to steal the rebound, Paige Kerstad. She'll put it up and in. 30-27, Wall back out in front by three. We have played close to 2 minutes of this third quarter here. White River gets the ball inside, shot taken. It's up, no good by Rhea Tucker. Rebound White River again. Tucker with an opportunity to go to the rim. She puts the shot up, no good. Wall will get the rebound. The Lady Eagles will head the other way. Jenna Forbear out front, Paige Kerstad. Paige will put the ball to the floor with a couple dribbles. Passes off Nora Dinger now. Back at the top of the key. Around the perimeter, April Schultz. Ava Dinger. They work against a White River man-to-man. Here's Kiana Forbear working against Malaya Estes. Forbear will drive and will leave it back out front. Ball knocked free, but Wall gets it back, and then a whistle and a reach and a foul called on White River. Rhea Tucker with her second personal foul. That's team foul number two for White River here in this second half. Lily Krogman in for White River. Into the ball game for Wall. Skyly Wagner, a 5'8 senior. The Lady Eagles will look to put the basketball in play once again. Here's the sophomore, Nora Dinger. She works out front. Nice crossover. She'll drive and fire. That basket will count. And a foul is called. Rhea Tucker with her third personal foul for Nora Dinger. She'll get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. And after White River got it down to a one-point deficit, Wall has scored the last four, trying to make it a five-point scoring run as Dinger tries to complete the three-point play, and the free throw is good. 33-27, as April Schultz will check back in. Checking out will be Skyly Wagner. And Wall will set up some full-court pressure as White River will work. Estes on the drive, crosses half-court, bare heels down low, Tucker. Ray will drive and fire, shot offline and no good. Schultz with the rebound, and then they whistle. You're going to have a foul in the backcourt. If that's on Tucker, that's personal foul number four. And it will be. Rhea Tucker with four personal fouls. She picked up three of them in a hurry. And also, keep in mind, that is four team fouls on White River here in the second half, which may be a difference down the line. Wall has not committed a foul so far. And here are the Lady Eagles with it with a six-point advantage. Dinger on the drive. Gets to the rim. Shot is up. No good. And a whistle and a foul called. Another foul on Wall or White River. That'll be their fifth team foul. I believe that's on Kelsey Morris, and we have not seen it come up on the scoreboard as of yet. Ava Dinger shoots two. First one is up good. It's actually on Malaya Estes, and that will be her third personal foul. Here is the second free throw. That is up and good by Ava Dinger. 35-27, back to an 8-point lead for the Lady Eagles of Wall. 5:03 remains in the third quarter. Malaya Estes receives the inbound. Now it's Morrison. Long pass up the floor. Lily Krogman. White River will cross half court. Here's Carly Cameron. Back up top, Morrison. White River will settle in. 20 on the shot clock as they go to Estes high post. Malaya fades left and fires the 12-footer, and it's good. Malaya Estes again in double figures as she has been in the first two games of the state tournament, scoring 22 and 25
in the games, respectively. Here is Wall inside. Paige Kerstad answering that basket with two of her own. She has 14 points. It's 37-29. The lead for Wall is at 8 points. Here's Carly Cameron. Kelsey Morrison back to Cameron around the perimeter. It comes to the corner. Lily Krogman, the open look for three. It's offline. No good. Rebound, Nora Dinger. White River will, or Wall will push up the floor. Kiana Porbear, the shot no good. And the rebound to the Lady Tigers. White River will try to run now. As Estes crosses half court, bounce pass to Morrison. To the top of the key, this is Cameron. The three is no good. Morrison with the offensive rebound. And another opportunity for the Lady Tigers, who have not scored in a while. Trailing by eight here, 37-29. Krogman now on the drive and finishing at the rim. That's Melena Brave. She just checked in and scored the two. And 6 points off the bench for Brave makes it 37-31. 3:20 remains third quarter. The next dead ball will give us our media timeout. Dinger with a tip ball. April Schultz will grab it, though, and save the possession for the Lady Eagles. Again, a poor bear out front. She'll drive to the right wing and get the ball back up top. 10 on the shot clock for Wall. Lob inside Kerstad. It's knocked away and stolen. Here is Estes on the move. Malaya on the move with the crossover to the rim. Shot is up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Wall. And then the Lady Eagles will throw the basketball away. And that will bring us to our media timeout with 2:51 remaining as we work in the third quarter. Wall 37, White River 31. This is the seventh place game of the State B basketball tournament. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Here's Melena Brave out front for White River. Cameron now. Morrison, Estes. Back to Morrison now. 15 on the shot clock. Wall again. Their defense moving well. Here is Estes on the drive. Tries to pass and is fouled as Wall commits their first team foul of the half. And it will be on Kiana Porbear, the senior, with her second personal foul. White River will reset the shot clock and inbound baseline left as it comes down low to Estes. In traffic, the turnaround is good. Malaya Estes at point-blank range scores the two. It's 37-33. We work to the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Wall has led since late in the opening quarter. The White River is hung tough. The battle for seventh place in the State B. And, of course, these two Region 7B combatants, they know each other well. Dinger on the drive. They're going to call her for the offensive foul, and that was pretty obvious. Nora led with the forearm. You can do that if you don't extend it. She extended it. And in front of everybody, even the Wall fans went, ooh, as the call made, the offensive foul, and it will be turnover number 8 for Wall. And now White River facing full court pressure. They'll get it across to half court. Camaria Krogman gets it at half court. Long pass to Hannah Bearheel. She'll score the two. And White River goes on a little bit of a scoring run now. It's a two-point ball game at 37-35. Here is Wall going to the rim. Ava Dinger with the drive to the basket. She scores the two to make it 39-35. White River again down low. A quick pass. Kamaria Krogman cannot handle it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Lady Tigers is their seventh of the ball game. Wall will have the opportunity once again. 90 seconds remain in the third quarter. Nora Dinger with the dribble across half court, working against Milena Brave. That's been a fun matchup of late. The Nora Dinger back to down low Kerstad in the lane. Shot is up, no good. She'll get her own rebound, and then she is fouled. She will get free throws. Another foul is going to be called on White River. And it will be on Kamaria Krogman, the sophomore, with her first personal foul and four White River team foul number six, which means Wall will be in the bonus for the remainder of this ball game. We've got all of the fourth quarter remaining. And Wall doing a nice job from the stripe. Paige Kerstad, 3 of 3 from the line. She now has 15 points. And she'll work the second free throw. That is up and good as well. 3 of 3 in the first half. They are 5 of 7 from the free throw line in the second half so far. Here's Malaya Estes on the drive. She goes to the rim and scores the two. Estes with 15 points, 41-37. Final minute of the third quarter. Wall across half court with Nora Dinger. On the move, goes to the rim, scores. Nora Dinger scores the two, 43-37. Here is White River the other way. Estes on the move to the rim. The off-balance shot is good. Count the basket and a foul is called. Alexis Stefan with the personal. She came over to help out defensively. Estes was in go-to-the-rim mode. She will get a chance at a three-point play as Wall will again go to their bench. April Schultz, who just checked out, will check in. Paige Kerstad will get her first break of the afternoon. And Malaya Estes, who has 17 points, will try to complete the three-point play. The free throw is up, no good. 43-39 Wall. Here is Nora Dinger on the drive. Shot no good. Rebound Wall, or White River, pardon me. And here is Malaya Estes across half court. Shot clock is off as White River works. Morrison, left side, about 35 feet away from the basket. Now into the hands of Carly Cameron. Back now to Estes as White River will work the clock down. Morrison now with the drive. Ball knocked away. It's loose. Estes with it. She has to put up a desperation shot at the buzzer. It is no good. Wall will get the rebound, and that is the end of the third quarter. And a good defensive sequence there by Wall forces White River to take a shot at the end of the quarter they did not want. And Wall will go to the bench leading by 4 at the end of quarter number 3. 43-39 Wall. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We go to the fourth quarter next on KPLO.
At Titan Machinery, they understand the importance of financial assistance in the agricultural industry. That's why they offer Productivity Plus, an exclusive line of credit designed for one purpose, to help Case IH farmers like you maximize purchasing power and productivity. With flexible financing options and smart account management tools, you spend less time organizing finances and more time improving your yield. Don't have an account? Apply for Productivity Plus at Titan Machinery today. It's the one account for all your genuine Case IH parts and service needs. Terms and conditions apply.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
The fourth quarter, Wall has Shot clock at 17 as Nora Dinger drives and fires. Shot is up, no good. Rebound battled for and out of bounds. Last touched by White River. And Wall will get a possession underneath their own basket as we are early here in quarter number four. It's 43-39. Wall leads. The inbound is Ava Dinger. Ava in the lane, runs into double coverage, kicks it back out. Here's Kiana Forbear. Again, after the ball knocked away, the shot clock was reset. So Wall has some time to work here. Nora Dinger with the basketball. Shot clock at 20. Ava Dinger down low, Paige Kerstad. She is held and a foul called. The foul on Tamaria Krogman will be her second. She thought she made a good defensive play, but the official thought otherwise. And we will see 1-1 here for Paige Kerstad. 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Wall will be in the bonus for the remainder, keep in mind, as the free throw is up and no good. White River will get the rebound. Lead pass, Malaya Essis. The Lady Tigers trail by 4. Essis, Morrison to the corner. This is a 3 that is up and no good by Malena Brave. And Wall will get the rebound. Ava Dinger on the move. Into the free throw line, bottled up by the Lady Tigers. Back out front, Forbear. Now Nora Dinger. On the right side, she'll work up to the lane. Ball knocked away, nearly stolen, but Dinger's able to get it back. Shot clock at 18, so Wall can reset. April Schultz surveys the defense and a timeout Wall. The Lady Eagles using their second timeout with 6:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 43-39, the lead to the Lady Eagles of Wall, and we'll pause for 30 seconds from the seventh place game of the State B on KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today, 43-39. The Lady Eagles of Wall have the lead. Down low, Paige Kerstad, double covered. Back out front as shot clock winds down. Kiana Forbear with a desperation shot, but did not draw iron. Shot clock violation will be a turnover for Wall. That is their ninth of the ballgame. And it will give White River the basketball. They trail by 4 with still 6-plus minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. The winner will get a victory and finish 7th here at the State B. As White River works, this is a Kelsey Morrison 3-point try from the left side. It's up no good. Rebound Ava Dinger. Dinger with a long pass up the floor. Ava to Nora. Nora in the wing. Right side back to Ava. And out front it comes. Schultz. Now Forbear, Kiana deals. Down low, Kerstad. The fadeaway, no good. White River will get the rebound. 43-39 Wall. Here is Estes on the move to the corner. Malena Brave and back to the top of the key. Morrison, Brave once again. As she swings it back to Estes on the left side. Off of a screen, Malena will try the long jumper. It's up and good. You normally don't see Malena Estes try those long jumpers, but she knocks down a 17-footer there, and White River will take a timeout with 5:33 remaining in, dare I say, regulation. It's 43-41. Wall leads. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Five and a half minutes remain here in the fourth quarter. 43-41. Wall hanging on to a 2-point advantage. Lady Eagles have led by as many as 11 in the ballgame. Here is Ava Dinger on the drive inside, and Ava gets tied up. Possession arrow will point towards White River. And that'll be another turnover for the Lady Eagles. That will be their 10th of the ball game. And White River has it. A 2-2 tie. A 3 would give them their first lead since the opening quarter. Morrison across the time stripe. With the dribble out front into the hands of Milena Brave, who has come off the bench and played well. She gets to the rim here. She's held and a foul called on Wall. As the personal will be on Paige Kerstead. That will be her first. Team foul number 4 for the Lady Eagles here in the second half. As White River looks to put it in play. Inside it comes Krogman. Now Brave. Carly Cameron. Left side of the key as they work out front. Now Kelsey Morrison with it. Maria Krogman, Milena Brave, and back out front. Boy, you don't listen over the last couple nights or couple days of basketball. Malaya Estes seemed like every other time that somebody gave the ball up, they gave it to Estes, but she has been defended well here by the Lady Eagles, and she has had to work for her possessions, and she draws a foul here as the personal will be on Paige Kerstead. I believe that's her second, and it is. And that will bring us to our media timeout. 4:37 remains in the fourth quarter. It's 43-41. Wall leads. And White River is at the free throw line when we come back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Early in the fourth quarter of the eighth tournament in Brookings, Dakota Tech leading Sioux Falls Christian 46-44. Here it is 43-42 now. Malaya Astis, who was shooting 2 free throws, puts the first one up and good. Second one is up and good as well. And we are tied at 43-all. 4:35 remains in the ballgame. Wall with it. Paige Kerstead down low. Double covered. Pass out front. An errant one, but April Schultz tracks it down. Now it's Kiana Poorbear. Ava Dinger. Ava will drive. She's pumped. And the ball out of bounds. No foul call. They're going to give the basketball to White River. There was a lot of contact there, but they're going to say Ava Dinger just lost the basketball. So it'll be a turnover. For Wall, they're 11th of the ball game, and it gives the basketball to White River. The Lady Tigers with a chance to get the lead here. Estes will work out front. Here's Kelsey Morrison out front, and Carly Cameron with a 3-point try. That is up, no good. Estes with the rebound. She'll put it up and in. Malaya Estes scores the basket, and White River with the lead for the first time since the opening quarter. 45-43. We are halfway home in quarter number 4. Down low, it's Dinger. Out to Dinger. Nora for 3. Shot no good. White River will get the rebound. And White River will bring the basketball across half court into the hands of Malaya Estes. Estes spins baseline, drives and fires. Shot is good. Malaya Estes finishes at the rim. Back-to-back bucket scored, and it's 47-43. Wall with it. They have 3 timeouts left to use, as does White River. And here's Nora Dinger and a whistle. And are we going to call an offensive foul? They're going to call Dinger for another push-off. That will be her third personal foul. Check it. It will be an illegal screen from Kiana Poorbear. Either way, a turnover for Wall. That will be their 12th of the ballgame. And that does even up the foul situation. We're in the bonus at each end for the rest of the way. 3 minutes remain in the ballgame. Estes down low. The turnaround won't crawl the rim. It's no good. Camaria Krogman with the rebound. The putback won't go. Basketball belongs to Wall. Dinger on the drive and a whistle and a foul. Malena Bray. Malena will be whistled for the personal. That will be her first. And free throws for Wall. Nora Dinger will shoot the front end of a 1-1. And these are points that Wall needs. The Lady Eagles have not scored in this fourth quarter. The free throw is good. 47-44 White River, 2:51 remains in this ballgame. Here's the second free throw. That is up and good. And a timeout taken by Wall. 2:51 remains, 47-45 White River by two, a full timeout taken by the Lady Eagles. We'll take a 60-second break as well on KPLO.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
We invite you to stay with us during our post game. We will have the big play of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo, and we will talk about our player of the game. That comes to you from the folks at CHS River Plains. 47-45, 2:40 remains fourth quarter. White River, who did not lead in the second or third quarter, is trying to hang on here. It is a Carly Cameron three off the White River possession as the shot clock was winding down. It's no good. Rebound Wall down low. It's Dinger in the lane. Shot no good. Foul's going to be called on Paige Kirstep. Paige with her third personal foul as we walk to the other end for free throws as both of these teams in the bonus. It will be Malena Estes to the free throw line, 3 of 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. And she will shoot the front end of a 1-1 here. She has had herself a very good state tournament. Free throw, good. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 plus 9 is 23, 24, 25. That's 26 points on the night for the afternoon for the 5'7" senior. Second free throw is up and good as well, and that's 27. She had 22 on Thursday, 25 in the loss yesterday. She tries to help her team come away with seventh place here in this State B tournament. And again, get the victory over their region opponent in Wall. Wall, this is a game they definitely wanted as they came into the contest. 49-45 White River with 2 minutes remaining. Wall will turn the basketball over. And Wall will commit the personal foul. April Scholes with her second personal foul. And we will walk to the White River end again for free throws. The ninth team foul on Wall. Kelsey Morrison shooting the last 1-1 of the season for White River. And the free throw is offline and no good. Kirstad with the rebound. And here comes Wall in a hurry. 49-45 White River, a minute 50 remains. Here's Nora Dinger, right corner. Into the lane it comes. Pass inside. Kerstad shot blocked, but no, a foul. Going to be called on White River. Foul on Milena Brave will be her second. Paige Kerstad at the free throw line shooting two. Kerstad 4 of 5 from the line. Paige has scored 6 points in the second half and has scored 16 in the ball game. Free throw, it's good. And that is the, well, first free throw in a while. Wall has been able to muster just 3 points so far in this fourth quarter. They were stuck at 43 for a long, long time. Here's the second free throw. That is up and good by Kerstad. And White River leads by two now at 49-47. We'll see if they can manage their way through the final minute, 36. Estes will pass the ball off. It's Carly Cameron up top. Now into the hands of Kelsey Morrison. Estes now out front. Working against Kiana Poorbear. Shot clock at 11 and a timeout taken. White River will use the timeout. They will have two timeouts remaining. With a minute and 18 seconds remaining, it's 49-47 White River. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Remains in the ballgame, 49-47, White River. Here's Malaya Estes with it, driving inside into a double team. Ball is tied up, shot clock winds down. They're going to call a jump ball. That will belong to Wall, and that will be a turnover for White River. The Lady Tigers with their eighth turnover of the ballgame. And Wall with a chance to tie. Perhaps take the lead with a three. They have hit just one three-pointer in this ball game. That was back in the first half from Ava Dinger. Ava brings the basketball across half court. Pass inside Kerstad, triple covered. Back out Nora Dinger. She'll try to operate, but good defense for the moment from Milena Brave. Dinger will spin, gets away, and fires, and the shot is good. 49-49. We are tied, and a timeout taken by the Lady Eagles. 48 seconds remain, and we'll pause for 30 seconds in return. You're listening to coverage of the seventh place game of the State B on KPLO.
Horizon Healthcare is committed to wellness where you live. We see everyone in all ages and stages of life with local dental services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient dental care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Wessington Springs and Plankinton.
Brought to you by Kegrakers Ahead maximizes your farm turning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative. Nora Dinger with 11 points in the ballgame, 9 of them in the second half. 18 points for Paige Kerstad, 13 in the ballgame for Ava Dinger. White River with 27 points from Malaya Alstis, 5 from Carly Cameron, 6 off the bench for Milena Brave. And here we go. 49-49 is our score as White River brings it across half court. It is Morrison to Estes. Off of a screen, they drive and kick. It's Cameron for three. It's good. Carly Cameron from downtown makes it 52-49. Here's Wall on the move. Nora Dinger, three ball taken. Good. Nora Dinger hits the three, and another timeout taken by Wall. 21 seconds remain. 52-52. And we're back again in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
White River has two timeouts remaining. Wall trying to get things set on the defensive end are out of timeout. Wall will set up full court pressure as White River will get set to inbound. Kelsey Morrison will trigger the inbounds play as it comes to Malaya Estes. Ball will not get too far away from her, I'm sure, as we wind things down here. 15 seconds remain. Estes will give it up. Morrison for three. It's short. Malena Brave tries to keep the offensive rebound alive. They battle for it. The officials are going to confer, and the officials are still conferring. They're going to give the basketball to White River. It was tough from our vantage point to see who touched it last, but the officials did a good job of making the having the conversation and trying to make the right call. White River will use a timeout here with 5.9 seconds remaining. 52-52 is our score. We're going to keep it here. 3 minutes, 11 seconds remain in the fourth quarter in the seventh-place game of the A tournament. Sioux Falls Christian has come from behind, and they are leading Lakota Tech. The AA tournament out in Rapid City underway as we try to get a quick score there. Rapid City Central, Sioux Falls Lincoln. It is all Rapid City Central, 18-5. They off to a good start there as they are about midway through the second quarter. State championship game for the AA. Should be a good one. Sioux Falls O'Gorman versus Rapid City Stevens. Adam Dannenbring, the head coach of Rapid City Stevens. Of course, Adam was the longtime head coach for the Lady Buffaloes of Stanley County. Alan Bertram coaching Rapid City Central, by the way, in the A tournament. We wish both of our old friends well. White River will inbound with 5.9 seconds remaining. Morrison down low. Lily Krogman to the rim. The skyhook is good. And Wall without timeouts will bring it. Time will expire, and there's your ball game. 54-52. White River wins it. And White River will come away with seventh place of this year's State B basketball tournament. And that one was fun. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We will take a 3 minute break, and our post game is next on KPLO.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
At Titan Machinery, they understand the importance of financial assistance in the agricultural industry. That's why they offer Productivity Plus, an exclusive line of credit designed for one purpose, to help Case IH farmers like you maximize purchasing power and productivity. With flexible financing options and smart account management tools, you spend less time organizing finances and more time improving your yield. Don't have an account? Apply for Productivity Plus at Titan Machinery today. It's the one account for all your genuine Case IH parts and service needs. Terms and conditions apply.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Both game underway for the final girls basketball game of the season. We'll have for you on KPMO. White River comes from behind and knocks off Wall 54-52. They'll take seventh place of this State B basketball tournament. As they come from behind, they were actually down by 13 in the second quarter, as they were able to come away and to get the victory here, 54-52. Looking statistically at this game, Wall 19 of 42 from the field, shooting 45%. White River 23 of 54 from the field. They shoot 43%. Turnover-wise, Wall with 11 turnovers, 8 turnovers for White River. And White River was out-rebounded by Wall 27-23 with rebounding advantages. Wall had the edge. Wall managed the game well, but in the end, White River made points and got defensive stops in the fourth quarter. Both of these teams, I think if you talk to both of these coaches, they would talk about offensive dry spells that both teams had throughout this state tournament run. Wall happened to have one at the worst possible time this afternoon. They were scoreless for about the first 4-plus minutes of the fourth quarter, as White River was able to chip away at a 4-point deficit going into that fourth and final period. They were finally able to get the lead at 49-47. Wall came back and tied it. White River hit a three to make it 52-49. Wall comes back and hits a three of their own to tie the game at 52 in the final minute of this ball game. And White River was able to manage and get a big bucket down low by Lily Krogman. She scores the game winner to make it 54-52. White River will finish their season 19-4. Wall will finish their season 21-5. The seniors play their final basketball game of the season, or basketball game of their high school career. And for the underclassmen, next year starts tomorrow. Let's look at individual scoring. We'll talk about Wall first. The Lady Eagles with three double-figure scorers. Paige Kerstad with 18 points. Nora Dinger with 14. Ava Dinger with 13. April Schultz with 7 points. Kiana Poorbear with 2 as all five starters score for the Lady Eagles. Ball goes to the free throw line 15 times in the ball game, and they were 12 of 15 from the free throw line, shooting a very good free throw percentage. And again, 11 turnovers in the ball game for the Lady Eagles. For White River, they are led by Malaya Estes, who closes out her high school basketball career, and with probably an all-tournament team selection. She scores 27 this afternoon. 11 points for Carly Cameron, 6 for Milena Brave off the bench. Those 6 points were big at the time because White River definitely needed some offensive output. As Brave scores 6, Kelsey Morrison with 2, Rhea Tucker with 2, Tana Bearheels with 2, and Lily Krogman with 4 points in the ball game for White River. The Lady Tigers go to the free throw line 8 times in the contest. They were 5 of 8 from the free throw line, and they, by the official statistics, commit 8 turnovers in the contest. Again, a ball game that had 5 lead changes. Wall led at the end of the opening quarter 9-8. They opened up that 13-point lead, as we said, in the second quarter, only to see White River come back as we closed out the period. It was 28-22 Wall at the end of the first half. White River cut it down to a 4-point deficit at the end of 3, but Wall still led 43-39. And then it was all White River. We talked about the offensive dry spell that Wall had to start the fourth quarter. That allowed White River to get their offense going, and they got the lead finally, the final minutes of this ball game, and they wind up outscoring Wall 15-9 in that fourth period. And win the ball game by a final of 54-52. It's time for our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments and activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, you look at our big play in the game. It had to be the last point of the ball game with 5 seconds remaining. White River used a timeout, set things up for an inbounds play. Everybody expecting it to go to Malay Estes. Instead, it goes down low to Lily Krogman. Krogman knocks down the shot to give White River the victory, 54-52. And that is our big play of the game, brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, it is our player of the game announcement. It's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorgiski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. Let's talk about the performances for the Lady Eagles. Paige Kerstad, the 5'9 sophomore, leading the way for the Lady Eagles of Wall. She had 18 points. Ava Dinger closes out her high school career with a 13-point performance. Nora Dinger with 14 in the ball game for the Lady Eagles. On the White River side, 27 for Malaya Estes, again, closing out her high school career and probable all-tournament selection. 22 points on Thursday, 25 yesterday, 27 here this afternoon. But we spread the wealth and take care of the home team. And we're going to go with Carly Cameron, the other double-figure scorer for White River in this ballgame. She hit three threes, scored 11 points in the ball game, and helped White River get the win in this seventh-place game. And she is our CHS River Plains Player of the Game. Well, our next coverage of high school basketball will come on Thursday, next Thursday on KPLO, as we bring you coverage of both Lower Brule and White River from the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. Lower Brule will play at 6 o'clock. White River will play at 7:45. We'll have both of those games for you on Thursday. And, of course, we'll have our live audio for you online at drgnews.com. We have live audio here, and we'll archive that audio for you. It will be there for your pleasure. You can check out the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com, and we would like to thank those of you who have joined us throughout our broadcasts this season. And, again, we'll close out the high school basketball season next week from the State B right here on KPLO. This playoff game has been brought to you by 94.5 KPLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Coverage of regional high school sports and the girls' State B basketball tournament on KPLO, brought to you by Horizon Healthcare, Roundup Bar and Grill, Krogman Law Office, Cherry Todd Electric, The Wigwam, Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, and the Dakota Prairie Bank. Regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO also brought to you by the Golden Buffalo, by Right Seat, Actegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, by Avera Orthopedics, the Mayada Law Firm, and Potsdamus State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO throughout the season also brought to you by Venture Communication, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. And again, I'm Darren Boyle from the Watertown Civic Arena. White River finishes their season with a victory. They finished seventh at this year's State B basketball tournament, knocking off Fall by a final of 54-52. And we bid you all a very pleasant afternoon.